Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is an honor to be here with you guys all and to just be able to share in God's word. And as we heard as we opened the service this morning, the theme around this entire service is expanding faith. And I just felt honored when the team that was putting the service together reached out to me just to be able to share this message. And so before we jump into the sermon this morning, I want to go ahead and just pray real quick. And so we can all bow our heads. Good morning, Father. I know we are from all around the U.S. and for all around, God. And I just pray that you just allow my voice to be able to share your message, God. I know we're coming into this Zoom meeting all at different places. But God, we are all in one place, worshiping you, connecting to you, and drawing closer to you. And it's just an honor to be able to share your word this morning. I ask that you just soften all of our hearts. I know as we talk about faith and really expanding it, that sometimes it can be challenging, even for myself, God, that sometimes we just want to sit and we want to be comfortable and we want to be where we're at. And I just pray that the words that people hear today are from you, and God, that we can just draw closer to who you are. In your son's name we pray, amen. So we're going to jump right into it, and I want to reread the theme verse for today out of Hebrews 10, and it's verses 38 and 39. It says, "But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are those that believe and are saved." And this is such a big calling, especially with everything that's been going on right now in our lives and everything that's been challenging us. When we think about what happened the last 2 years, it's so easy for each and every one of us to go, okay, I'm comfortable with where I'm at. I'm comfortable with who I am, and to just go, I know I believe in God. My family knows I believe in God, and my friends believe I know in God. But do your people at work know you're a Christian? Do your friends that you meet walking around on the street, going to lunch, going to dinner, do they know that you believe in God? When someone is to look at your social media, do they see that you believe in God? Do they know that you love God more than anybody else in this world? And I think there's a huge part of all of that where we get to draw closer each and every day to who God is. And to share a little bit more about myself and everything from this morning, like they said, I've been a disciple for 11 years. I've been born and raised in Southern California. And it's not been easy to be a disciple in California. I know for me, over my walk of 11 years, it's been something that's been quite challenging. And I've gone through seasons of both ups and down of where I felt like I was really close to God. And then there's seasons where I felt where I was really far from God. Especially during COVID this last 2 years, it was something that was super draining to me. And someone that I like to get out and I like to connect with people. And last night was so refreshing. I had a bunch of our singles from LA here last night in the backyard. And we were just having a little bit of a backyard bonfire where we got to just share s'mores and candy and hot chocolate and coffee. And that just reminded me so much of what I missed and what was taken away from me and the different areas that we have to be able to connect with one another. It's amazing to be on here today and to just see so many people joining from all around. I know I saw a couple of my friends from LA that jumped on. So thank you for joining me early this morning. I wish I could have said I slept in, but I didn't. And I think that was more God just to really allow my heart to connect with him. And the part to really share in the honoring this scripture, it says, "But my righteousness one will live by faith." And when I got the theme verse, I started to really think of a few messages that I've heard and what God really put on my heart and really understanding the word righteousness. And when you look at the definition of righteousness, it says someone that's living a morally good life. And it reminded me of a message that I just heard, because what is morally good for each and every one of us can be different. Because someone could say, well, I only stole that piece of bread to be able to feed myself. But, and that person would say that is good because they are being able to eat and to connect with it. But then the other person would say, well, they stole. And the part of it, like when you look at living life righteously, it can be in the eye of the beholder. And the part that's really powerful within that is because we get to go to God as Christians and as disciples, and we get to understand where that comes from. And when we choose to live by faith, for each one of us, that looks differently. Because living by faith for Jason is going to look different than any of you that are here on today, because God has called us each to different purposes and different walks in our lives. And for me, I thought it was also really cool when I heard about the verse is, and I'm going to be sharing a few things out of it. And I got the book right here. It was funny that my Quiet Time series and everything I'm reading, I know it's going to be backward, but it's called Flourish. And it's by one of our brothers in the Toronto, Canada church. And he's the evangelist up there. And his name's Michael. And one of the things when I think about it, expanding our faith, it's really about life decisions and things that we have going on in our lives, because there's a huge piece of it. Each day we get to choose how we wake up and how we live our lives. For me, even meeting this brother was a decision. As the brother shared earlier, I've had the honor of working with the LA Singles throughout the years of being a disciple. And we were just finishing a Catalyst retreat that we put together on in San Diego, California. And one of the brothers that came out and preached at the time was leading the International Singles Group. And they were having a meeting the following weekend in Arizona. And the brother said, hey, you guys in LA did such an amazing job. We'd love to connect with you guys. Are you free next weekend? And I was like, no, I'm tired. We just finished this amazing retreat. And I was like, let me see if I can get the time off to get out there. Because for me, it's about a 6-hour drive from where I was. And I just really sat in it that week and just said, okay, God, I know if I'm meant to be there to connect with these brothers, that you'll clear it and you'll make a way. And this is where, as you hear through the rest of the message today, that I've been able to see and answer this statement of when I really say, God, hear my, send me, that he has been able to answer throughout my life. And I wish I could say I was always willing and ready to say that over and over again, but I've also gone through times, and this is where I've had to really expand my faith. And so as I prayed through that week and really just gave my heart over to God, he just basically made a way for me to get there. And it was like the part of it, instead of driving and using the fuel, he made it so the plane ticket was really cheap. I was able to get out there for the weekend and to meet this brother, Michael. And one of the first verses in the Bible that that the book talks about is in the Isaiah 43. And we're going to go ahead and flip there in a second, but I wanted to share where this verse talks about in Isaiah is we're going to read the part of where it's really walking through the troubles in our lives and the things that have happened. Because as I traveled to Phoenix, I knew I was there for one meeting on Saturday afternoon to connect with these men and women to hear about the upcoming conference that they were working on in Phoenix. And as I went there, I didn't know the full story of how God was going to expand my faith in that season. And so I went out there and I was staying at a brother's house, and his young son was the one that was there. Kind of, we were hanging out and then we were just playing video games, having fun, being with the guys. And I didn't know the impact of faith that I was going to make on this young man's life, as I was there just having fun with them, going on hikes, playing around, and just waiting for that Saturday afternoon meeting. And I still remember the phone call that I got the Tuesday morning after coming back. And it was the brother I stayed with. And he asked me, like, hey, how was your trip back? How were things going? And he basically said, hey, I wanted to ask you a few questions. Like, I know you hung out with my son. And he goes, there's just something different. And I go, okay. And I just told him we lived life together and spent Friday afternoon or Friday evening and Saturday morning together. And he shared with me, he goes, well, when you left, my son said there was something different. And he saw just your faith of wanting to live life with him. It wasn't about sitting down and studying the Bible. It wasn't sitting, just really connecting with him in a different way of, just basically asking him all about his life. In the sense, it was just more spending quality time with him. And to find out that his son, after me leaving, who hasn't really been studying the Bible or connecting in that way, said, hey, Dad, I really saw something different. I saw what it's like to live faith, but not just act it out. And at that point, he asked his dad, like, I want to study the Bible again. I really want to see what God is sharing in my life. And that was just one decision of faith to be able to go to a meeting in a different state, that where I saw God answer this brother's disciple's prayer for his son to be able to become a disciple. And that's where I see that God allows us to expand faith and really to connect with one another, sometimes in just the simplest things as spending time with someone. And this is where I want to jump into Isaiah 43, because there's a lot of us, like myself, through COVID that went through some very troubling times. And that's not Isaiah, that is Isaiah. So we'll read in Isaiah 43. It says, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, I will be with you. They will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for you, your ransom, Crush and Seba in your stead, since you are my precious and honorable in my sight, because I love you. I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. And I wanted to share this scripture because we're all going to walk through troubles in life. And especially for a lot of us, the last 2 years of walking in trouble and walking through things is this crazy thing called COVID. Even more of it, especially throughout the church, there's a lot of us that have walked through political differences, differences of life, differences of where we're at. And this is where I see God when we turn to faith and we let faith be the answer and not let culture or social media be the answer. You see God answer time and time again. And for me, when I've been able to let God work in my life and let God lead, it's been something to where when troubled times happen, I've been able to see him answer. It's still hard for me to share how much COVID has impacted my life specifically, especially when it comes to faith. I know back in early 2019, I didn't understand why God was allowing me to move and start a household with Discipleship Brothers. Been a disciple for at that point about 9.5 years, always lived with my family, my twin brother, and different connections like that. And then God opened a perfect season for me to start a household with two brothers, two of my greatest friends. And as we walked into this new household, we were finally getting ready to plan our housewarming. We're going to invite the whole church over, and this thing called COVID happens. And I'm like, what? What is this? What do you mean we can't go and see anybody? What do you mean we can't connect with anybody? I want to invite everybody over. I want to have a party. And it was that moment I didn't know what God was really doing. Come towards March timeframe when that started happening, I got news that my grandma, she got COVID, and we didn't know what was going to happen. She was 84 at the time, and that still hits me thinking about it, because unfortunately she didn't make it. And when I walked through that moment of not knowing what life was going to be like going forward, God let me see why I was able to start the household that I was in. I was able to come home after work, and I was able to be here with my two brothers. And they were able to love up on me, to not only give me faith, but to give me hope. Because at that time, my faith was so low of really going, God, why did this have to happen? Why to me? I'm living a righteous life. I'm living a good life, following you, believing you, serving in you, loving on your people. And I'm like, God, why did this have to happen? And it was at that moment is the first time in a while that I really saw God throw his arms around me. It was that moment that I got to see God under just love on me and encourage me to go, hey, you know what? Your best friend's across the hallway versus a 10 or 15 minute drive to go have dinner or have coffee. Your closest guys that are here to lift you up are here to walk through you with this. And that's where my story of the last 2 years of expanding my faith, that God has really allowed me to see how much he loves us and he cares for us. And after that happened, I still remember it. I was on social media. I met some new friends through there, and then met my greatest friend named Nate, and he lives in Alabama. And we just hit it off. Faith was something that it was easy for the two of us to talk about. It was easy for us to connect with one another. From there, we started doing a Tuesday night Bible study on Zoom, like the only way that you could at that time. And through that Zoom Bible study, I saw one of the most amazing miracles for me during COVID happen. And this is where I really saw my faith this last year grow. Through those Bible studies, I met an amazing man that was really walking through a lot of things in life, and his name is Steve. And over the last year, I've been able to see Steve grow from someone who was just starting to search who God is, and to just really jump into the scriptures and through prayer to really ask who Jesus is in his life. And one of the coolest stories about just the growth even in his faith and seeing his faith grow is I got to see him going from asking who Jesus was on these Bible studies to be able to get baptized later this year into the faith and to just turn his life over into Jesus. And that was all from just a little moment of going, you know what, God, we're locked down, but I'm going to have the faith that these Bible studies on Tuesday night is going to open the door for one person to find you. It's one of my favorite scriptures of where Jesus shares that he's going to go for the one lost sheep versus the 99 that are here right now today. And it was that moment where I really got to see Steve answer the call of who God is in his life and to really fall in love and to get baptized. And I was talking to him the other day, and he was sharing some amazing encouragement of just how different things are going on in life right now. And it's just a moment of knowing that even though he's on the East Coast going to one of our churches there, that it was through the act of faith that I got to see him draw closer to God and to say Jesus is Lord. And that's the part about it when we really take the lenses, or not the lenses, but we take the scales off of our eyes. And in one of our most current sermon series here in Long Beach, the pastor has really been talking about putting on gospel glasses. And that's really taking a step and basically putting on the lens of who God is and seeing people and walking through faith of looking at it from what God says, from what our own society or culture says. And that's a story for me of as I really got to go through COVID and see Steve get baptized and to really just see my life change during COVID even more. I did something that even people today say was absolutely crazy. And they look at me and they go, wow, I can't believe you're doing all of this. Last October was the first time that I left the country during this whole season of COVID. And I traveled to Europe. It was my first time ever going to Europe. And it was God opening a door for me to go on a mission trip. I didn't know what story God was writing by me going over there. A lot of people, especially here in LA and a lot of the traveling throughout the US that I've done partnering with our different churches is I partner and teach technology. And so like today, I had to partner with the guys who are setting up service right now. So shout out, little prayer to them. That's where I'll be running after the service today. But was to just to be able to teach technology. And last October, when I went on this mission trip, it was a medical missions trip in Serbia. Just for some of you, though, who may not know where Serbia is, it's just a little north of Greece in the Balkan region. And as I went there, I was like, okay, it's a medical missions trip. We're going to serve with the local church there. We're going to just basically love on the people. And I still remember when I walked into that first service, the brother there, his name's Gale, threw his arm around me and he goes, you're going to be my best bud. I didn't know this a year later that he was going to be one of my closest friends. It was just at that moment that when we walked into church, he was like, hey, this is what we have. I laughed because I saw they had the same soundboard all the way over in Serbia that we had here in Long Beach. They just got donated a piece of equipment for their video that they were working on, getting onto YouTube and starting to make videos. And they were having these problems. And at that moment, that's where I laughed because I was like, God, this is why you have me here. This is why I'm in Serbia, is to offer some help and some technology. But that was just one part of the story and the faith that God let me see. The other part of it is what I saw is God was teaching me in my own heart that consistency and faith was key. As I met Gale and the youth and the college ministry there, I got to hear so many of their stories, and I got to find ways of just how their faith was growing, just even from a young age and the different things that they were going through. And the story at that time last October is I didn't know God was writing a story of consistency in my life to serve with that ministry. And as I came back from there, God not only transformed my faith, but he allowed me to meet new friends around the world that I still talk to this day. And the story at that point that I didn't know what he was writing was a story that I will forever remember. This young man named Marco, he always shared that when American missionaries come and travel abroad, they always make this statement like, oh my goodness, this is so amazing. We love you guys. I will be back. And that didn't hit me until this last October when I was back in Serbia for the third time in a year, just going over there to serve the people. When you turn the age of 18 over there, it's kind of like becoming an adult. So even in the church and all throughout the friends throughout their school, it's a part of where they have this big celebration, this big party, because you're becoming an adult. And that happened. And as I was getting ready to leave this October, my last Sunday, we were walking out of the pastor's house that I was staying at, and this young man, Marco, showed up. And I was like, hey, weren't you at your friend's party the last night? And he goes, yeah, I was, but there was something in you that I knew I wanted to ride with you to the airport to say goodbye. The airport's about an hour away. And as he sat there, I know he was dead tired because he didn't go to sleep the night before and he was out with his friends. But he started to share a story to me that he was like, there was something different that, again, I saw in you, Jason. He goes, we were all in different places. He goes, you're over here on your vacation. This is now the third time that you're back. He goes, I didn't really believe it the first time when you said it, that you would be back. But now that you've been back there three times, I've now seen in your own faith that you really believe in who God is, that you're here to lift us up through faith of who he, of who God is. And as we're pulling into the airport, I'm literally just crying, hearing his story and just connecting with who God is. And there's a part of it that I look back to see him and he's in astonishment at like just looking around. And I'm like, it's an airport. We're pulling up to the airport. And he goes, this is the first time I've ever been to the airport. And I was like, what? And he goes, this is the first time I've ever seen a plane in real life. And at that point, like it hit me and it just really shook my faith because we don't know where each person is coming from or where each person is at. We also don't know where they have been in their faith and what they have walked through. And this is the power for me that when I think and see this young man's life of just being consistent and allowing my faith to be expanded, that I really got to see God work. And kind of as we come in for a landing and really think about all of our faith journeys and all of our things, I want to close with one passage here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding. I think this is such a powerful scripture when we think about our lives and expanding our faith and expanding just the ways that we walk and grow in our lives, that we really see that faith is something that we have to trust and believe in and know that God is good and that God is righteous, but it's not for us to seek to know every little piece about it, because God allows our faith to be grown when we step into who he is, when we step into the purpose that he's put in front of us. And when we step in to believe the faith that he has for us, because there's so many of us here today that are on this call that are all at different walks, we're all at different places in our lives. And when we lean and when we step into God's understanding of our lives, that he will bless us, he will put just grace upon us in so many ways that he will allow us to grow closer to him. So I share these stories and these things of how God not only expanded my life, but expanded my faith of just seeing when we really stop and we listen and we let God lead us and guide us, that he will bring the understanding and he will expand our faith in journeys that we will never imagine. I look at the areas of how we're here this morning and just to see that even how I was met to be able to be here today. And it's been a story that God has been forever writing. I know God is writing a story in each and every one of our lives here today. And so I will close us with a prayer today and leave us all with the charge of to really lean into God. Let God be the one that helps just define your purpose and allows you to just see your faith grow. Because as we step back out of what culture says and we lean into the understanding of who Jesus is in our lives, that he will guide us each and every day. With that, I'll say a prayer and I will close out the message for us today. God, good morning. Thank you just so much for this message today and just the words that you allowed me to speak. God, I pray that each and every one of us today can just have an expanded faith. I know that you have provided many, many, many blessings, God, and I know that you are working in each and every one of our lives. I pray that you continue to guide us, that you continue to lead us, and that you continue to protect us, God. And if there's any out there that are feeling down or just have a heavy burden or a heavy heart, God, I just pray that you just throw an extra throw extra arms around them, that you allow just so many of us to love up on them and encourage them. I thank you so much, God, for who you are. In your son's name we pray. Amen.